Hey everybody, welcome to this Good Friday edition of LifePoint's DriveCast. My name's Christy Lowe, and I'm the Missions Director at our Lewis Center campus. And it only seems appropriate today to enter into the topic of grief. This is a difficult one for myself, as much as it probably is to some of you that are listening. This topic feels dangerous. To allow the pain of loss to actually connect with us and our heart and our mind and our body, it can feel so overwhelming and honestly terrifying. We don't grieve well. We don't suffer well because we suffer alone. We isolate ourselves in our pain. We dissociate from our pain. And tragically, those two things lead to the reality that space is never given for the Lord or for others to tend to the wounds that we hold and to bring about the healing that God desires for us. There's so many reasons why we avoid grief and pain and loss or naming loss. In one of my favorite books, The Cry of the Soul, the authors write it fairly generalized, but I think most of us will relate to these words. They write, one explanation for why we avoid our feelings is that it's just painful to feel. To feel hurt hurts. To feel shame shames. To feel any loss only intensifies sorrow. So today, I hope to just bring about encouragement to two groups of people. First, I want to talk to those of you that are currently in a season of grief. And really, with the last 12 months that we've all experienced, this is likely most of us, or all of us, if we're honest. To the griever, to the one who has known great loss, loss of love, loss of goodness, loss of identity, a face, a name, loss of companionship, security. You don't have to walk the dark night of the soul alone. Can you be kind to yourself in your grief? You have likely lost much. I believe that. Suffered much. And I will tell you, that pain and that suffering, it is worth your tears. So I ask you to prayerfully consider, can you move into a space where you can honor the grief that you feel? Can you bless the fact that things are not as they were intended to be? And secondly, I'm going to say, don't grieve alone. Your pain is deserving of being tended to. For some of you, this is inviting a good and safe and trusted friend into your reality. For some of you, that's a counselor. For some of you, you need to be surrounded by a group, a collective of people, like a life group, that can make space for your pain in the midst of their presence. I cannot express how important the act of grieving together is. No one is meant to, and no one is capable of grieving well alone. And third, I'm going to encourage you to learn how to lament, because we do need other people to enter into our pain. But the reality is that other people, while they can bring some element of healing, no other person is meant to bear the full depth of your suffering. We just don't have the capacity. So we need to learn that it is good and it is invited and it is biblical to bring our complaint to the Lord. I may try to tackle this in more detail in the future, but if this is new, maybe even today, spend a little time, just Google Psalms of Lament. It'll help you get started. Because sometimes we're not in a place where we can yet find our own words to express the grief that we feel. So we can connect to the heart of those who suffer in the scripture, and they bring that suffering to the Lord. And then I want to talk to those who maybe are in a season where you find yourself invited into another's grief and you don't know what to do. And first, all I'm going to name is that this is hard. It is hard to enter another person's grief. We live in a context where majority culture has really lost the ritual and commitment to collective grieving. In my experience ministering among other cultures around the world, sometimes there have been moments where I've been caught off guard, and if I'm honest, uncomfortable with the expressive nature of collective grief in other people's. It rubs up against my own sense of loss and shame and abandonment and powerlessness. And somewhere in me, something splits, and I either want to run and hide, or I want to push back against the pain in my own defense. David acknowledges this tension when he writes in Psalm 38. He writes, "O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs and my strength fails me. And the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off." Really, though, all you need to do is listen. Offer the gift of your presence and offer the gift of kindness. Those in pain and in grief, they don't need your answers in the moment. And they don't need you to provide a defense for yourself or for other people or even for God. They need kindness. They need grace. And they need to know that you are present with them. They need to know that their pain is seen and that they are safe. So I'm going to ask us all to take a minute and just prayerfully ponder and reflect. How do you typically respond to another person's grief? Do you need to defend it? Or do you need to defend against it? If so, I want to invite you, even after this podcast is over, take some time and prayerfully consider why. Does it invoke feelings of fear or shame or contempt? And maybe when someone invites you into their grief, you feel this deep need or desire to flee. And again, carve out a few moments after this drive cast is over and prayerfully reflect with the Lord, why do I want to run from other people's pain? Does it touch on your own ungrieved loss or your own suffering? Does it get too close? Does it invoke in you a feeling of your own powerlessness to change, to help, to hold? And then lastly, I'm going to invite you into your own grief. Learn to grieve and lament your own pain. I will speak personally here. I was absolutely incapable of creating space for other people's grief or to honor someone else's grief until I created space for my own. I could not tend to the wounds of another until I allowed my own wounds to be tended to. I am absolutely persuaded that our capacity to grieve is directly connected to our capacity to love. And I think today we are reminded of the fullness of that reality, because what greater love than that of the one who entered into our own abandonment and suffering and exile and shame? Jesus, God in the flesh, dying our death to bring us back to life. I hope you linger, and I hope you reflect, and pray. I also hope that you join us this Sunday, when together, in the midst of the reality of the suffering that is in us and all around us, we also get to collectively cling together to the resurrection. In the reality that all that has been lost will and is being restored, and every tear will be wiped away.